9 constitutional amendments will appear on the November 6 ballot. The Public Affairs Research Council has compiled a voter's guide explaining each of the proposals. Joining me to continue a preview of the amendments is Public Affairs Research Council President Robert Travis Scott. A 4th Amendment voters will decide on is a property tax exemption for spouses of certain disabled veterans. Who is exactly the focus of this amendment?
You first have to go back to 2010, where the voters passed a constitutional amendment that allows a veteran with 100% service-connected disability or the spouse to get a higher homestead exemption. You basically get to double your homestead exemption so you pay less property tax. What happened is they realized afterwards that certain veterans who had died and their spouses weren't able to take advantage of this because of the time of death, that they weren't eligible for this particular exemption. This amendment just comes in and cleans that up. It affects very, very few people.
Another item, the forfeiture of public retirement benefits for convicted public servants, is also offered up as an amendment. Debate is often sparked when you see someone convicted on such charges. How would this item have greater reach?
What this does is it allows the courts to decide whether or not the retirement benefits for a public servant can be forfeited if they're convicted of a felony related to their office. In other words, the person who is either a government employee or an elected official who is enrolled in one of the public retirement systems, if they committed a felony and they were convicted, the court would have the option of seeing that their public retirement benefits are forfeited. This really only applies to the money that was paid by the state into the public retirement benefit for that person, not to the money that the person contributed themselves over the years. And it only applies to employees or elected officials who are hired or elected after January 1st, 2013. So all the current crowds kind of grandfathered in there.
Item 6 is a property tax exemption for New Iberia. The measure deals with annexation and property tax exemption going on there. Anything unusual about this item?
Well, most people will read this and think that they should just pass over it because it's of no interest to them. But let's take a second look at it. A vote for this would allow the city of New Iberia to grant city property tax exemptions to any property that's annexed into the city. So this is basically an economic development tool that New Iberia wants. Now, any time that a parish or a municipality gets a special privilege through the legislature, there you can be sure that others will line up later and try to get the same one. This is the first time a municipality would have this type of authority to grant a property tax exemption. Property tax exemptions are allowed for manufacturing companies if approved by a state board and meeting certain qualifications. But this one's a little different. This would just be the city property tax that these annexed properties, whether developed or undeveloped, would get out of. And so it sets a precedent, and I think a lot of businesses and a lot of other municipalities are going to be watching this if it passes to see how effective it really turns out to be.
So as you mentioned, first time, no real point of reference in this item.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's hard to say exactly how much good it's going to do and how it's going to be executed and whether or not, you know, this is a good idea. It remains to be seen.
Robert Travis Scott is president of the Public Affairs Research Council. We'll take a look at items 7 through 9 on the constitutional amendment proposals tomorrow here on 90.3 KEDM.